Singer Natalie Maines attacks fugly slut Trump's $1.7 billion fund to compensate Biden victims, using your gas money to pay the insurrectionists. By Warner Todd Houston on May 20, 2026. Singer Natalie Maines of the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, went on a tirade Tuesday, calling President Trump a fugly slut and ripping his plans to pay insurrectionists. Like many other left-wingers, Maines is also sure that America's democracy is disappearing as Washington and many states continue to drift to the right in policy and away from the extreme left of the Biden years. "Our democracy is disappearing right before our eyes," Maines wailed on Instagram, typing her screed as the caption to a gallery of Trump's second-term presidential portrait in various photos from the January 6, 2021, riot at the Capitol. "This fugly slut is using your gas money to pay the insurrectionists. But don't worry about it. I'm sure posting selfies will fix everything. My last post that called him a fugly slut got removed. We'll see how long this one lasts. Repost and help the message live. Named 1M times in the hashtag Epstein Files hashtag democracy hashtag free speech hashtag fugly slut." Maines has been way out of the limelight over the last decade or so, long after she shot to national attention in 2003 when she and her extremist left-wing Dixie Chicks bandmates began trashing the United States during their concerts both at home and overseas. The Wide Open Spaces singer, who fronted the band, continued to bash America until country music fans rose up in disgust and country stations began pulling Dixie Chicks music from the airwaves, hurting their careers at the height of their commercial popularity. Maines and her band became one of the first examples of a MAGA-style grassroots boycott, akin to the drubbing Bud Light took years later for hiring a transgender activist to hawk the beer brand, causing Bud Light to fall from the number one selling beer in America to second and then third place. The Dixie Chicks later stuck another finger in the eyes of country music fans by dropping the Dixie part of their name in 2020 and became merely the Chicks, because they were ashamed to be associated with the American South. Not long after their name change, the band went on a hiatus. While founding member Laura Lynch died in 2023, Maines and remaining founders Marty McGuire and Emily Strayer still try to tour, but they have never again reached the success they had prior to becoming known as extreme, anti-American left-wingers. More recently, Maines was one of the leftist celebs who celebrated the death of conservative country star Toby Keith, who died of cancer in 2024. Maines was a longtime critic of Keith. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.